Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
A guy has come to the Isle of Wight Festival in many different guises, but for the first time he's brought Pet Lounge to the Kashmir Cafe. And it's great to be with Guy and Jake from Pet Lounge here. Hello.
Amazing.
Hello, thanks for chatting to us.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to, year after year. You must be one of the busiest people in music locally, but also you're involved in so much beyond that as well. Do you have time for Pet Lounge and you have time to devote to this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a huge... I have much devotion for it. It's kind of birthed from like a byproduct of everything that I do. And to be able to bring in some of my like best friends and musicians that I like really have always wanted to play with and all the rest of it, it's all like really come together in such a lovely way, like for me personally. But I think like we're all having a great time doing it, and it's kind of low maintenance, so yes, we have time for it, but it's kind of gone back to what we all love about playing music. It's just there's like very little of everything else, you know. It's just we're either rehearsing or we're recording, we're writing, we're playing. We're not like there's no logistics involved. So it's really nice.
The album's out now, came out at the start of the year, Brainbow. Exciting stuff, good to get some stuff out there which is in a longer form than just a single.
Yeah, it was kind of the idea was to put an album out from the word go. I didn't really want to start teasing singles and testing the waters. I just thought this is something that I need to do for myself, and it was going to be an album, and I'll put it out, and it'll be like it is for when anyone puts an album out. A few people hear it, mostly your friends. Yeah. Some people reach out and say, oh, that was nice. And you go, cool, thanks. And that was really all I ever wanted for it. And I'm so happy that I managed to do that.
Brilliant. And you're going on, I'd say you're going on tour. You're going to support We Are Scientists. You're rocking the We Are Scientists shirt. I think I've got that in black and pink, that one. That's exciting stuff, right?
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, Jake, you're a fan as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like, obviously, we sort of grew up listening to them back in the day anyway. I know that you have a connection to them. Have you supported them before?
Yeah. So, like, you know, it's one of those things where we're just exploiting a friend that we've made through the years, and, like, that's the way you got to do it, kids, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. By all means. I saw them at the Roundhouse do with Love and Scholar 20-year anniversary last year.
I was guitar teching at that gig.
Oh, really? Brilliant. Yeah. I mean, so getting out off the island, doing that gig in Brighton, obviously you're well experienced in doing that for yourself because you've got Coach Party as well. Does it bring a different feel doing stuff off the island than to do a gig on the island?
Yes, and I guess just because as an islander, the idea of being at home is exaggerated because you are just like physically separate. So the difference of playing in Portsmouth when you live on the Isle of Wight is very different to the difference of playing in Portsmouth when you live in Southampton. I think I wouldn't know, I don't live in Southampton, but I assume that it's more of a big deal. And
it's nice to get off the island to play a gig. It sort of allows the pressure to come off of your shoulders a little bit, because there's like an element of like, oh, we're just going on stage and just doing what we do. When you play an island show, I think there's a little bit of like a, oh, well, you spot faces in the crowd, and sometimes that can be a little bit of like a thing that makes you feel a little bit differently. But you know, we played in Portsmouth at Edge of the Wedge a couple of months ago, and we just had such a great time. And that's what this band's about, really. It's just we just have a good time, I think. So we're looking forward to those shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And that gig in Portsmouth was our first time playing together. Yeah. Am I right? That was our first.
It was our second. Yeah,
second time.
We played Kashmir,
yeah.
Key Arts Kashmir.
Exactly. Well remembered. Yeah. And but like to do those kinds of gigs really early on in a band, I think is a really good experience, because you, like Jake says, you can sort of. There's less pressure on you because it's not your friends who are like who are going to be like judging you based on what they've seen you do before or anything else. It's just people who don't know who you are listening to your songs, and it's quite pure like that.
But also, you've got like, I stood next to Kurt, and Kurt might be your biggest fan ever. You've got people, I think this is how bands start. You've got people who are devoted to you as a friend but love what you do, and that can only be a good sign for the future, right?
It's very humbling that anyone would care, like, full stop. But yeah, you know, the idea that people beyond your closest friends would have any interest in it is such a like motivation. and it really does give you the energy to just keep going. Like, I mean, I'm sure like the four of us would keep going doing whatever we, you know, musically forever. There's nothing else. But it gives you that push that, I guess it pushes you to do your best versus just doing it. Yeah. You know, if you know that people might actually listen and are excited to hear what you do, you really want to push yourself.
Final question to both of you. We've been asking people this weekend a question which our co-presenter Leisha wants to ask because she wants to get into songwriting. Guy, I know that you're the producer to the stars. What if you have one bit of advice for someone who wanted to start out in songwriting, what do you think it would be?
It's really interesting that I was having a chat with Steph, my partner, this morning about songwriting, and the thing we were talking about was, I was kind of saying, like, you can let the music that is naturally coming from you tell you what the song is about. You don't need to sit down and think, oh, I'm gonna write a song about the time I did this. Okay, 3, 2, 1, la la la. Sometimes it's you have like a word that's in your mind. You're like, oh, I'd really love to put that word in a song. I don't know why, I don't know how, but when I've got some time or if I've got clear head, I'll think about that word, and then that word, it gives you that word, like, sparks a rhythm and a melody, and then as you pair it with other words, you go, oh, it's about that. Like, I didn't even know that I needed to write a song about that. But so I think letting words and melodies dig into your mind to tell you what to write about is a really nice way of thinking about it.
Yeah, 100%, I 100% agree with it. I mean, when I've been writing songs, it almost feels like it comes out of you without you even trying to do it. The advice I would give to young people getting into songwriting, just keep doing it. Just keep going. Keep repeating the same processes. Listen to music. Do what you love as well. And it will happen and happen and happen, and you just have to keep going.
That is the biggest, I'd say. And like, because
if you write a crap song, who cares?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be bad to you, you know. If you love what you do, just make sure you love what you do and just keep going.
Yeah.
Well, I've taken enough of your time. Are you going around seeing other things? You're playing again?
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to jump on stage with my friend Stu Panda Swim in a couple of hours or so. But I mean, we saw Ash yesterday, and that's kind of, you know, enough for me. I'm still reliving it. I love it.
We spoke to Ash yesterday, and that was like, as a 16-year-old version of me, it was like, that's amazing, you know.
And then the nicest guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, we'll see you in 2 hours for the Panda Swim interview. I might send Dave to that one. So me doing it again. Thank you very much, Guy and Jake from Pet Lounge.
Thank you. Bye.
Vectis Radio, serving the island since 2010, and now on DAB.